I told you to turn to Philippians chapter 3. And I was praying about what to say about this morning, and all of these testimonies have fit this verse, every one, because everyone centered on salvation, even though some people told that they got saved early in life, and some people told that they got saved later in life, and some people stopped talking as soon as they said that they were saved, and some went on to talk about other things, such as Bible studies and whatever. But I want you to notice, we're going to read a couple of verses, but I want you to know to pay close attention to verse 10 here. Start with me in verse 8. In Philippians 3, verse 8, Paul writes, "Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I've suffered the loss of all things, and do count them," the things that he had suffered the loss of, "and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith." Here's why. "That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death." Do you understand that when you know the Lord, that the understanding the power of his resurrection is to understand what will resurrect you? If you should die before the Lord comes, what would get you out of the grave? If you're here when the Lord comes, what will get you off this earth? It is the power of the resurrection. Then he says, "in the fellowship of his sufferings." Romans chapter 8 says that we're going to reign with him if we suffer with him. And people think that means they've got to crawl around on their knees until their knees bleed. Or they think it's got something to do with how much they give up in this life so that they can appear to be a pauper before the Lord. Neither of those things is true. If you suffer with Christ, my friends, you suffer right here at the cross of Christ. When Christ died for your sins, you died because of your sins. And you were buried when Christ was buried. And when God, through Jesus Christ, overcame death for your sake, you came triumphant out of the grave with the power of his resurrection. The third phrase is being made conformable unto his death. No one wants to die the way Christ died. But bless your soul, spiritually speaking, we must die the way Christ died. That is, for sins. Crucified, buried, resurrected with Christ. Paul said, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." The position is, do you know the Lord? And do you know the Lord that way? Do you know the Lord that he died for your sins? Do you know the Lord that you deserve to die? Do you know the Lord in the sense that he was buried? Do you know the Lord in the sense that he took away the reason for you to die? And do you know the Lord in the power of his resurrection? Do you know that when the Lord's coming, you'll be resurrected? Or go out to meet him in the air? So, remembering how we're supposed to do all this, let's stand to be dismissed. Our Father in heaven, we look back on this last hour and we thank you for the messages that we've heard and the testimonies that your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, shed his blood for us and that we've received it. We thank you, Father, for all the testimonies individually and for those that we know exist in the hearts and minds of people who are here. We pray that if anyone here does not have that testimony of knowing when they put their faith and trust in your Son, that you would quicken their hearts by your Spirit, that they might understand today is the day of salvation. There is no hope of tomorrow. There is only today. We pray, Father, that all things that would be the result of these Bible classes would bring glory and honor and praise to the Lord Jesus Christ and to your name before all men all time, that the world may know that there is a God in heaven and that his Son is our Savior. We pray that you bless the food that we're now about to partake of, bless the fellowship that surrounds it, and we pray that all things during the day, the time to come here in this day, that would bring glory and honor and praise to Jesus Christ also, who bought us with his blood, and in whose name we ask it. Amen.